This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Sleepaway camp looms large in the American imagination. Maybe you went or you send your kids there. This summer, 14 million American kids are going to head off to roughly 14,000 different camps. But the scene has changed a whole bunch since summer camps first came to be. Today, for our series, Summer, brought to you by Marketplace's Ryan Kailath, looks at how a summertime labor of love turned into a whole industry.
It's a perfect summer day in western Massachusetts, and Dan Zenkel is watching soccer drills on one of his three outdoor fields.
So that is the greatest woman soccer player of all time, supervising a bunch of kids.
The woman running the drill is two-time Olympic gold medalist and World Cup winner Mia Hamm. Landing her was great for Zenkel, who owns this place, the Berkshire Soccer Academy for Girls.
Is that a microphone?
It is.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Morgan Miller.
And Lizzie McGrath.
Reporting live on the Soccer Academy.
It's the girls' first time at camp, but they definitely want to come back next year.
Because it's amazing.
It's awesome.
A lot of camps these days are specialized. Soccer camp, coding camp, language camp. More and more, Zenkel says, parents want their kids to come away with a hard skill. Camp today is an $18 billion industry, and tuition's been increasing steadily for decades. Many sleepaway camps now cost more than $10,000 for the summer. That's a long way from camping's origin. The concept took off as a response to rapid industrialization at the turn of the 20th century.
You have a burgeoning labor class. Children go to work in factories.
Gary Zola of the American Jewish Archives has written about early camps. One group called theirs a vacation for, quote, tired young women wearing out their lives in an almost endless drudgery for wages. Zola says wealthy benefactors would bring kids up from tenements and poor city neighborhoods.
This really injects new life and new vigor into the camping movement.
Back then, most camps were run by teachers as a second summer job. The business started changing for an unexpected reason: President Eisenhower's interstate highway system.
These new highways will have a far-reaching economic impact on the entire nation.
The interstate highway system made these previously very inaccessible properties more accessible, and so all of a sudden the property values started to rise.
That's Dan Zenkel again. He says this drove up costs immensely. Camps that couldn't attract kids started going out of business or selling their real estate. Then, in the 80s and 90s, you started seeing classic consolidation.
There were about half the number of camps in 1998 that there were in 1970, and the size of the camp was about 2 to 2.5 times larger.
These days, you often see 600 or 700 kids at a co-ed camp. While we may think of running camp as an avocation, it's now a year-round business. Camp directors spend the other three seasons preparing for summer. Tom Rosenberg is CEO of the industry trade group, the American Camp Association.
I have two business degrees. Was briefly a banker. Then coming out of grad school, my camp director that I grew up with called me and said, please come help him run camp.
Dan Zenkel says the camp business can be pretty lucrative.
The margin on a camper, once you've covered your costs, is probably 60%. They get very profitable. You know, camps with, say they have a gross of anywhere from 2.5 to 5 million, you can count on a 25 to 30% margin.
Personnel is the biggest expense, Zenkel says, followed by food. But the greatest fixed cost is still that beautiful perch on the edge of a lake. Business aside, says Tom Rosenberg, you don't do this work unless you really care.
Camp experiences are just amazing ways to inspire kids to think beyond themselves and think beyond today.
Rosenberg has no interest in being a banker again, he says. But in his new line of work, the MBA helps. In the Berkshires, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.